Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
The Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Fun show today. Ollie Marmol, Cardinals manager, just joined us from his office in New York. Cards Mets coming up in a little under 2 hours with a pregame at 11:45 and the first pitch at 12:40. So a little over 2 hours for that first pitch. Joining us, and it won't be long, we'll be talking about his team back on KMOX, and that's the athletic director at St. Louis University. Chris May joins us. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Tom. How are we doing today?
Doing well. It's been a fun week or weeks for you with Josh Schertz being announced as the head coach of this program. And as you hoped and anticipated, there have been some players who have followed. Pretty nice-looking class building here for the Billikens.
Yeah, it's been great. Josh has put together a high-level staff that's recruiting very well, and he's got they're adding players daily in the portal. I think we're going to have another big announcement today. So, it's been an exciting time as working with Josh as he puts the pieces together of what he thinks it's going to take to win A-10 championships and make runs here at SLU. So it's certainly an exciting time. What's been really neat about it, Tom, is that the whole, there's a whole region of people here who are following this. I was up in Southwest Wisconsin yesterday, and I was in a Holiday Inn Express. I'm walking through, I got my Billiken gear, and all of a sudden this guy comes up to me and knows all about our basketball team. And so there's a lot of people paying attention to Billiken basketball right now, and that's a great thing.
Yeah, that is great. And you know what else is, I hope that this is the case, that the schedule comes together to where some of these big names will play you too. And that, that it becomes also great for national viewers to see high-level basketball, but that St. Louis University, obviously the bigger programs that you play, the better position you're going to be in come selection time.
Well, no question. And that's that balance that you always have to strike when you're putting a schedule together, and Josh's team's working on that right now also. With the net today, it's as much science as art in putting a schedule together that puts you in position to be in at large. And that's all of our conversations, is how do you have a schedule that puts you in position to be an at large team in the NCAA tournament? Who do you have to play? Where do you have to play those games? The results you've got to get. We're also having a lot of those conversations with Bernadette McGlade and the Atlantic 10, and how the Atlantic 10 schedules to put teams in position who are really committed to competing at the highest level to have the type of schedule it takes to be in that large team. So a lot of that work going on right now.
Josh Schertz's Indiana State team, really he played seven guys. That's what he liked to do. He didn't go too deep into his bench. The starting five and then the sixth man, actually, Xavier Bledson, was awesome, but he has run out of eligibility at this point. You're starting five for Indiana State. You had Julian Larry and Jason Kent go to Texas. Ryan Conwell goes to Xavier, and then here comes the big man. Robbie Avila makes it official. He goes to St. Louis University. What a day that was, and I know the days leading up were probably a lot of fun too.
Oh, they were. It was great to get to meet Robbie and his parents and his brother. Just wonderful people, and I think the Billiken Nation will totally embrace Robbie and his family. They are wonderful people, and they are very, very fired up to be on the Billiken team. They're already calling, buying extra season tickets, bringing people down. So that Robbie is just a fantastic young guy, and Isaiah as well. Just got to meet his family, and they are very fired up to come be Billikens.
Isaiah Swope was the next one to come over. That guy is a killer. I mean, he is a cold-blooded shooter from the outside. He really is something.
Well, Tom, what didn't get reported a whole lot is he was playing with a leg and a half. He had a leg injury that he got taken care of when the season was out. And so when you look at what he did, not being 100% healthy for the last 2.5 months of the season, it's really exciting to see what might happen when he's 100% healthy.
Yeah, he is really great. And back to Avila, it's his ability to be a great teammate, but also from a basketball sense, teach the players coming in what exactly Josh Schertz is trying to do. To have a facilitator like that on the floor, just so people understand, and I'm sure if they've watched Indiana State by now, they know that he is not your traditional back-to-the-basket big man. He can do that, but he does a lot more than that.
Well, no question. He is a big, big, big-time passer. He can shoot it, but he can really pass it and facilitate. He's a special talent. When Josh talks, it's interesting. I've been in many of the conversations. He's like, basically, we have the five spot, and then we have all these other positions that rotate around and flash to the basket and screen and kick out. And so, but Robbie clearly is a very, very special talent. We can't wait to get him here on campus and get him in our sports performance area and really help him grow and get strong and maximize his wonderful potentials.
That's good to hear. Max Picar, I wanted to ask you, I really haven't had a chance to talk to you about him, the 6'11 recruit. Yeah.
Max is a very, very talented big from the Netherlands originally. Is a big kid, that 6'11 with a 7'2" wingspan, and can really run and shoot the ball. And so Max will grow into the system, but he'll remind a lot of people of Rob Lowe of back in the day. But he is a really, really talent that his long-term upside is huge for our program.
All right, that's a good comp. I like that, Rob Lowe. Josiah Doetzler is a transfer that didn't get as much attention because he came from Creighton and not Indiana State, but Creighton played him, and he was also the Gatorade Player of the Year in Nebraska. That tell us about him.
Really, really, Joe's a really, really talented young guy. He played, obviously, on a great Creighton team, didn't get the moments he thought he wanted, was a phenom in high school, really, really a dynamite young man that our Billiken faithful are going to like, and just a wonderful kid. He's a high-level student and a high-level basketball player. And so we're thrilled to have Josiah coming.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
As well,
you also brought in the great Chicago recruit and A.J. Casey. How are those season tickets rolling? I mean, are you seeing an uptick here?
Yeah, it's been great. We've had a lot of deposits already. We're moving up our renewal time so that all Billiken faithful can get the renewals and get their seat improvements done, because we've got several hundred requests now for new season tickets, and we think that's going to grow rapidly once the kids can come, then you can really start marketing the images and the young people. And let's not forget Gibson, Jimerson, Larry Hughes, and Kellen Thames coming back, and they've had some unbelievable workouts in the last 2-3 weeks. So it's going to be an exciting time in Chapin's Arena for sure. But between the season ticket deposits, massive social media excitement around Josh and the signings, we've had great increases in those spaces. The NIL space we're active in, and that's going unbelievably well. So it's we've got a lot of momentum, Tom. But what's been great about it is it's turned into momentum for other sports and other teams. You know, you and I talked many times about the great job Rebecca Tillett's doing. She wins the WNIT. She's got a big announcement coming tomorrow on a big time recruit that she was able to get out of a Power Five school. So that's exciting. You got baseball competing for an A-10 championship. We've got two series coming up the next 2 weeks with George Mason and Dayton, but our baseball team competing to win the A-10 championship with a couple locals. You got Pat Closey and Tyler Fogarty, both Chaminade kids who are leading this team. You got softball team competing for an A-10 championship. And then one sport that doesn't get their due is our tennis program. Played great in the A-10 tournament, and they've got a shot to play in some postseason that we'll find out about tomorrow. So this basketball excitement has really helped everybody really grow and grow the excitement, and everybody's got a little extra bounce in their step as you see these spring sports really having great success. So it's a lot of fun on St. Louis University campus right now with their athletic teams.
Yeah, you can see that happening. Jimerson comes back. You mentioned Hughes and Thames. They all seem to be great fits for this system. I can't wait to see Jimerson kind of let free now to get around and get some shots off. But you're right, it does create momentum for everybody, and before you know it, soccer is back. What about, let me ask you this before we go, going back to Rebecca's program, you know how much I feel about this, being on the inside as their play-by-play mm-hmm. voice on radio. How do you capture the momentum of women's basketball and translate that to Rebecca Tillett's program at Chaffetz Arena?
Well, you just keep growing. You keep growing. And as Rebecca and I talked, the WNIT is another big step. What she's able to do, and she's such a great coach/teacher. She is really a consummate teacher. And as we continue to take advantage of the recruiting opportunities, like we'll hear about tomorrow, that's how it's going to continue to grow. And that's what I'm really excited about, in that this team, we had the Phoenix Dinner Champions. We had it last week about winning the WNIT, and the Rebecca did this really cool thing about the next year's captains and about how the torch is being handed down to the next leaders. And Peyton Kennedy and Ken Calhoun spoke about this season, but what moving to the next step is. And it was really neat to listen to these women talk about building something unbelievably special. Obviously, Kylie McMakin was an unbelievable rock star, that she came and took the great skills she had from Longwood and did an even better job here. But you can see the foundation getting built with that program. And that's what I'm really excited about, is that the foundation's getting built for consistent excellence. And when you do that at a high, high level, like Rebecca and her staff and the, and our team's doing, there's great potential in women's basketball here at SLU. So it's really an exciting time.
Seeing her in the same room with Dawn Staley and Gino Auriemma, I know how much she appreciated that and how that adds more inspiration to what she's doing. She looks up to those two for sure, and it's going to be a lot of fun to see that program develop. That is exciting to hear about her recruiting announcement forthcoming, and another transfer, as you teased, on the men's side, perhaps. Of course, we let the player himself make that announcement, so we appreciate that, and we look forward to it. And thank you, Chris.
Yeah, well, big exciting news coming today on that front. So, again, you know, winning breeds winning. And we've just got a lot of wins going on off the court right now, which lead to wins on the court. So I couldn't be more excited about what's going on across the board. Again, Josh has helped light the fire. But we've got a bunch of coaches, like I mentioned. From Darren Hendrickson is going to break 1,000 wins here in the next 2 weeks. That's a high, high level of wins in college baseball. We're battling to win an A-10 championship there and with softball. And so there's just a lot of great things going on, and I couldn't be more proud to partner with KMOX and you, Tom. You've been unbelievable in helping us promote Billiken Athletics. And so I invite everybody down to campus next weekend. We've got both softball and baseball series going on next weekend. We invite everybody down to see these kids get after it, because we've got some really wonderful Billiken student athletes who are having high levels of success.
Hopefully we get some beautiful St. Louis weather for you, and we can enjoy all of that together. And thank you for being a great partner to us. And we look forward to the upcoming games and then next season as well. Thanks so much, Chris.
All right, Tom, have a good one. Take care.
Chris May, the athletic director at St. Louis University. When we come back, the general manager of Worldwide Technology Raceway, Chris Blair, on KMOX's Sports on a Sunday Morning, sponsored by Graybar.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.